I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome to a podcast where I try to help you to understand the English language in a better way when we go through grammar, idioms, phrasal verbs and expressions so that you might be able to communicate in a way that you feel you want to, that's effective and efficient for you. And hopefully we do that with a little bit of fun and understanding. So, what do I have for you in this particular podcast? Well, we're going to do here is going to read an extract from a particular article. I'll explain some specific words to you, give the meaning of those words and phrases, and then I'll give you another reading of the particular extract. Okay? And in this particular extract, it's about and it relates to the current problem in the world to do with the coronavirus and the problems in business where people have had to be laid off, lose their jobs, or as they arranged in the UK and other countries to furlough the people, meaning to not sack them, but just to let them stay at home, but not to sack them. And in such a situation, governments promised and undertook to make certain payments to those staff. Some of these things worked out successfully, some not so successfully. And this is about a short story about Victoria Beckham. She of the Beckham family, married to David Beckham and formerly of the Spice Girls and now very successful fashion designer. So she had decided to furlough her staff and take payment from the government. But there was such a hullabaloo or such a shouting and screaming in the papers that she reversed her decision. So this is the story. So let me read it for you once. And then I'm going to give you the words, the expressions, and what they mean. Okay, so here's the first reading. Victoria Beckham has reversed a decision to furlough 30 staff at her fashion label and said that her team's welfare means everything to me after the decision to apply for public money drew heavy criticism. Following a change of heart by the designer and her board, the application to the government scheme has been withdrawn. Online sales of Victoria Beckham clothing since lockdown have exceeded the revised forecasts drawn up by the business at the onset of the crisis, and crucial links in the international supply chain are now emerging from mothballing. All of the Italian factories which produce the label's garments are scheduled to be up and running by the 11th of May. Beckham is said to be keen to get back to designing the next collection, although the catwalk schedule is currently on pause, with fashion weeks in June and July cancelled and the major September shows in London, New York, Milan and Paris likely to be scaled down or postponed. So, what words have I highlighted there? Well, here they are. Furlough, phrase means everything to me, a change of heart, drawn up, emerging, mothballing, to be up and running, to be keen to, and finally scaled down. So what do these mean? Well, furlough. This is not a new word, but it's very, very commonly used now. Every article I read and every internet site that I look up, this word furlough, 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 furlough. So it's spelled F-U-R-L-O-U-G-H. It means to put your staff, your employees into temporary suspension, but they're not sacked. You keep them on your books as employees, but the government pay a significant proportion of their wages or salaries. Now, in some cases, that might be the only payment they get because you may not be able to pay them any money, but this is the arrangement that the government have made, and this is why this furlough payment is costing governments across Europe a huge amount of money. So any staff that have been furloughed have been temporarily suspended, but not sacked or not been told to quit. They are there for when the business picks up again, that they will still have their jobs. Furlough. The next expression means everything to me. So this is Victoria Beckham saying that her team's welfare means everything to me, meaning it's really important to her that they are looked after. So she wanted to ensure that they had some income. She wanted to ensure that they had money in their pockets to pay for their rent or mortgages, whatever it was. But the expression means everything to me. Your welfare, your love, your respect means everything to me. That I really want you to be happy. I really want you to be comfortable. I really want you to be sorted with money. Means everything to me. A change of heart. Well, when we have a change of heart, means we change our mind. Okay, so in this particular situation, because of all the pressure in the media and people complaining that Victoria Beckham, with all her money, was going to take government support, she had a sudden change of heart. She changed her mind about furloughing her staff and decided to keep them on board and to pay them directly herself. So a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of opinion. I used to like that person, but I've had a change of heart, meaning I don't like them anymore. I've changed my opinion, a change of heart. Next, we have a phrasal verb, drawn up. Well, when something is drawn up, we put together something. A document has been drawn up, has been put together. A business plan has been drawn up. A letter for the press, for our staff, has been drawn up, has been written, has been put together so that we can explain what our decision is. So when something is drawn up, it is written or it has been drafted, or we have got the numbers for our forecasts, we've got the accounts to show our profitability. All of these items and documents are drawn up. Somebody has to think about it, plan it, write it down, commit to it, and therefore plans have been drawn up. So plans have been drawn up in the event of chaos in the stock markets. Plans have been drawn up in the event of businesses going bankrupt. Plans have been drawn up in the event that businesses need to go to the banks to get some money. All of these things are drawn up. These are plans. These are thoughts. Okay. Next word, emerging. When something is emerging, it is becoming clearer. Okay. So now in this particular article or the part of the article, crucial links in the international supply chain are now emerging. So it's becoming clear as to what's going to happen. The government's plans for the furloughing of staff are now emerging. They're becoming clearer. Government's plans for the lifting of the lockdown are now emerging. Little pieces of information are coming out. So to emerge is to come out. He emerged into the sunlight from the darkness. He came out from a dark room into the sunlight to emerge, to appear, to become clearer. Okay. Next word, mothballing. Well, when we mothball something, we shut it down. Okay. Literally, these meant these pieces of cloth or material that you put into your clothes, into your wardrobe, so that moths wouldn't eat your clothes during the winter. They had a habit of getting in among your clothes and eating holes in them. So if you put mothballs, they had a bad smell and moths didn't like it. Okay, so when you mothball something, you shut it down for future use. So this plan that we have to open a new restaurant, we're going to mothball it until this crisis is over. I mean, we'll keep the plan, we'll get ready to go with it in 3 months, 6 months, whenever. But we're not going to go now. We're going to mothball. We're going to close it down and then we'll bring it out again when the time is right to mothball something. Musicals, shows, tours have all been mothballed. Next expression, to be up and running by the 11th of May, to be up and running. Well, something will be up and running. It will be ready to roll. It'll be ready to go. It'll be ready to start. So a new plan will be up and running by the 11th of May. our return to action in the football leagues will be up and running by the end of the month. The new board of directors will be up and running. They'll be ready to perform by such and such a date. So anything that we have prepared, anything that we are getting ready, and we know the start date, we know when it's going to begin, will be up and running. Yeah. What time do you hope, or what day do you hope to get your business started? Or we should be up and running by the end of the month, meaning we should be ready for action by the end of the month. He's very sick, he's very ill, but he should be up and running around in no time, to be up and running around, meaning ready for action. Okay, in the next expression, to be keen to. To be keen to do something means to be eager to do something. Victoria Beckham is said to be keen to get back, meaning eager to get back to designing. She really wants to do it. I'm keen to travel again. I really want to travel again. I'm keen to see my grandchildren. I really like to see them in the flesh. Everybody is hoping to do that, to be keen to get back to where they started. Okay, to be keen to do something. And then finally, something is scaled down. When something is scaled down, it is reduced or it is less than what it was going to be. So you had this huge party planned for some graduation ball, but unfortunately, due to coronavirus, guess what? You have to scale it down. You have to do something a little bit low-key, okay? Still have some celebration, but not at the level that you had planned. So it has been scaled down. It has been reduced in importance. So perhaps you're not going to have the music. Perhaps you're not going to have the dance. You're just going to have the presentation, and people will come in individually. They'll get congratulated, but there won't be the big party. So it has been scaled down. Okay, so there are the words again. Furlough means everything to me. A change of heart, drawn up, emerging, mothballing, to be up and running, to be keen to do something, and scale down. So let me give you another reading. Okay. Victoria Beckham has reversed a decision to furlough 30 staff at her fashion label and said that her team's welfare means everything to me after the decision to apply for public money drew heavy criticism. Following a change of heart by the designer and her board, the application to the government scheme has been withdrawn. Online sales of Victoria Beckham clothing since lockdown have exceeded the revised forecasts drawn up by the business at the onset of the crisis, and crucial links in the international supply chain are now emerging from mothballing. All of the Italian factories which produce the label's garments are scheduled to be up and running by the 11th of May. Beckham is said to be keen to get back to designing the next collection, although the catwalk scheduled is currently on pause, with fashion weeks in June and July cancelled and the major September shows in London, New York, Milan and Paris likely to be scaled down or postponed. Okay, well, that's the end of this particular podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. A lot to do with the current crisis that we're in, but still hopefully you enjoyed it. And as always, if you want to contact me, well, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Very happy to hear from you. Very happy to talk to you anytime, any place. So you know where I am. Thanks for listening and join me again soon.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin. Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel. Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé. Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.